One of the most talked about movies at last year's Berlin International Film Festival is now opening in American theaters. It's a documentary, one woman sitting, talking directly into the camera. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Blind Spot, Hitler's Secretary, is a 90-minute encounter with the woman who was the German leader's private secretary of choice from 1942 until his suicide in 1945. It's the equivalent of having someone report with first-person immediacy from Napoleon's tent on the outskirts of Moscow. It's absolutely riveting. I entered the room and I could feel how cold it was. Hitler did not like warm rooms. And he was very friendly toward me. My child, he said, don't be nervous. 81-year-old Traudl Junge is an articulate, insightful, and ferociously honest woman who recalls in dramatic detail both her experiences and her agonizing struggles with the guilt she felt about being part of Hitler's entourage. Throughout the film, Junge is unforgiving of the naive, apolitical young woman who was, in her own words, so unaware, so thoughtless, that she could look on this terrible man as a kind of benign father figure. Blind Spot consists entirely of Junge looking at the camera and talking from her one-room Munich apartment. At several points, the filmmakers have her look back on what's been recorded. When I think about it now and listen to what I'm saying, all of these little stories sound so banal. I think those characteristics of his, the personal mannerisms he had, are not really at all important now, because the total effect was so terrible. This approach was a wise move on the part of directors André Heller and Ottmar Schmeiderer. Nothing is allowed to distract from the impact of a single human presence with a powerful story to tell.
Die Zurückbleibenden haben ihr Schattendasein weitergeführt.
Those of us who were left started to lead a sort of shadowy existence. We lost track of whether it was day or night. We still tried to conduct conversations, but from that point on, most of the talk was really about the best, most certain, and most painless way to put an end to our lives.
Wie man am besten, am sichersten und am schmerzlosesten seinem Leben ein Ende machen kann.
Starting with the film's Berlin premiere, Blind Spot has gotten a lot of attention for the way Junge's revealing remembrances combine to create a portrait of a man whose recognizably human traits seem chilling in the context of who he was. Most surreal of all are Junge's memories of the shadowy final days in the bunker. Hitler dictated his last will and testament to Junge. She remembers him sitting in a corridor with a German Shepherd puppy in his lap, staring into space.
Und dann hat Hitler alle Hoffnung verloren und hat sich zurückgezogen, hat sich in sich selbst zurückgezogen.
Blind Spot, Hitler's secretary, understands how easy it is to be complicit in great evil and how hesitant we all should be about being sure of the moral correctness of what we do. To paraphrase the famous Santayana quote, those who do not understand the past may be condemned to repeat it.
Kenneth Turan is movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. The subject of that film, Traudl Junge, died just hours after Blind Spot had its premiere at last year's Berlin Film Festival.